And before you get into the results, can you backtrack a little bit and talk a little bit more about what the mechanism of action is, presumably, of lapatinib? We're seeing more TKIs being used in oncology in general. What do we know about specifically exactly what it inhibits?
Well, the TKIs as a class bind to the tyrosine kinase portion of generally these transmembrane receptors and compete with the phosphorylation. Basically, they compete with pyrophosphate so that you don't get phosphorylation, activation, and then downstream signaling. And in the case with the HER2 family, of course, there's the dimerization that is taking place, so you're blocking the phosphorylation that occurs. These sites are structurally different enough so that the companies have been able to some extent design drugs that bind to specific receptors, though there is clearly overlap with the small molecules. Not many of them are totally selective for one of the receptors. Lapatinib actually binds to HER1, HER2, HER3, HER4, the whole family, but the activity, as far as we know, is mainly through its interactions with HER2 and then presumably also with HER1.
What about EGFR? You mentioned that. How does that compare to the other EGFR TKIs?
Well, its inhibition of the EGFR is on a similar order of magnitude, so it does bind, and so you see side effects, skin toxicities, diarrhea, that you see with the pure EGFR inhibitors with the drug. But clearly its distinct mechanism of action is that it also potently inhibits the HER2.
And I guess it seems like we're getting more and more data that EGFR TKIs really aren't going to be that helpful in breast cancer. Is that your take?
So far, it appears to be the case that that doesn't seem to be the dominant driver of breast cancers. There's still, I think, the interest in the possibility that perhaps a larger portion of that relatively rare group might be driven in part by EGFR, and so maybe there could be some benefits there. But the thinking with the preclinical data on the lapatinib basically revolved around the fact that it seemed that the EGFR probably is an enabler to a certain extent of HER2 in terms of perhaps evolving resistance, and that by blocking both, you do get a greater inhibition of the downstream signal. It's been seen in some of the preclinical models that justified going ahead with the trial.